As we begin as across the world, many people will begin the celebration of Yom HaSmut, even though technically tonight is not Ha'iyar, it's Dal Iyar. Obviously, that's a topic for another time, but I want to just reflect on the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael and what makes Eretz Yisrael special. We talk very often how Eretz Yisrael is holy and there's something special about it. But the question is, so what? What's practically? I don't want to get into aspects of, you know, mitzvos hasulos ba'aretz and the agricultural laws of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, that's a certain type of kedusha. But there's another type of kedusha that we all understand and know when we are in Eretz Yisrael, that intangible sense of feeling of being there, that something is special and different. So I just want to go over for a few moments what it is and practically what comes out of this idea of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Navi in Shmuel Aleph and Chav Vav refers to Eretz Yisrael as the Nachas Hashem. It's the portion of Hashem where Hashem is closer to us. In Malachim Aleph and Yitzayin, it says that Hashem is Elokei Eretz Yisrael, the God of Eretz Yisrael. There's a specific connection between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the land of Israel. The Ramban in Bereishis in Chaf Dalet says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Gemara in Ksuvus Kuf Yud Amud Beis says that one who lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, Zif, they have no God. There's a lack of connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're not in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. There's a famous Ramban in Vayikra Yud Ches, which is in last week's Parsha, where the Ramban goes on at length regarding what he describes as the secret of Eretz Yisrael. What is the secret of Eretz Yisrael? So the Torah tells us that specifically with certain mitzvos, that if you don't keep these mitzvos, the land is going to spit you out of Eretz Yisrael. You're not going to be able to live there. Now, what's interesting, though, is that the Torah says that by mitzvos that have nothing to do with the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's talking about inappropriate relationships, arayos between men and women. It has nothing to do with Shemitah or Peah or those types of things. So what does the land care how I'm doing when it comes to other mitzvos unrelated to the land? Says the Ramban that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer and the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael is more sensitive. And therefore, any mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael is magnified that much greater. But any aveira done in Eretz Yisrael, because of the kedusha, because of the holiness of the land, is that much more sensitive and therefore that much worse. So if a person eats non-kosher in New York, that's bad. But if a person eats non-kosher in Yerushalayim, it's 100 times worse. Because the kedusha and the holiness of the land cannot tolerate aveiros. The land will spit you out, not because there's something special connecting between the mitzvah and the land, but because Eretz Yisrael is so holy and so special that it does not want to tolerate aveiros. And therefore, that is one specific aspect of the kedusha of land, how much more sensitive and careful we must be when it comes to shmiras ha-mitzvos, observing the Torah in the land. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Yud says, Eretz Yisrael mashka osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atmo v'chol ha'olam kulo al yedei shaliach. Eretz Yisrael is taken care of by Hashem himself. There's no messengers. He doesn't send malachim or angels to go and take care of his business in Eretz Yisrael. That's for the rest of the world. Hashem needs something done in France, so he'll send a malach to go take care of what happens in France. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's Hashem b'chvodo uva'atmo, taking care of the land, and therefore, because Hashem is so present, we need to be so much more careful and sensitive in how we act in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed, that if you're standing in Chutz Laretz, as we are right now, and you want to daven, where do we face? We face Eretz Yisrael. This is based on the tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, where Shlomo said that the whole world will turn towards Eretz Yisrael in order to ask for their requests. The hafla there in Ksuvus, the Gemara in Ksuvus, why are we putting the Gemara in Ksuvus so much? Because the source of all the Inyani Eretz Yisrael, again, the Ksuvus, because there the Mishnah talks about a husband and wife who are arguing whether they should make aliyah or not, and the halacha follows the opinion that whoever wants to make aliyah has the upper hand. They can demand a divorce from another person if they don't want to go, and they'll receive the money from the Ksuba. That then the Gemara goes on to discuss other aspects related to holiness and the importance of living in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara in Ksuvus, the Hafla there in Ksuvus says, that the reason why we face Eretz Yisrael when we daven is because the Shefa, the flow of Kedusha, is coming from Eretz Yisrael when we daven. We're lining up towards Eretz Yisrael to receive the Kedusha that's coming towards us as we speak with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is the impact of the Kedusha. The Kresi Uplesi is the one of the very, sorry, the Kaftar of Aferach is one of the very important books of the Rishonim regarding all aspects of the land of Israel. He writes in Perek Yud, he says, Kolomar shezos ha'aretz miyuchedes labore yisparach meshugechas umushkefes latova b'prat v'tamid. There is more hashkacha pratis. Hashem is more involved in your life when you are in the land of Israel. Bashkacha musafes al hashkacha so yisal b'chol eretz kula, more than in any other place, and he brings psukim to back that up. And then he goes on to say, v'gam hu eretz miyuchedes l'nevua, it's the land that is special for prophecy. V'zichron ta'arich nevua sicheska yochiach, look at Yechezkel HaNavi. Yechezkel HaNavi, his nevuas did not occur outside the land of Israel. V'hu al derech she'amru maseches b'v'basra, Anshei Knesset HaGadol kisvi Yechezkel. Why did the Anshei Knesset HaGadol have to write down the nevuas of Yechezkel? Couldn't Yechezkel write it down himself? So the answer is because Yechezkel didn't only got his nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, and then he didn't write it down at that time when he left. He never thought about writing it down, and therefore the Anshei Knesset HaGadola had to write down the nevuah of Yechezkel HaNavi that was passed down. The Mefarshim then go on to explain, that's why Yonah. Why did Yonah run away to Tarshish? Because Hashem was trying to give him a nevuah that he didn't want to receive, and therefore he said, oh, I know how to cut this off, I'll just leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Hashem can't talk to him anymore. Hashem has ways of dealing with that. A fish swallows him, spits him back on the land, he ends up back in Eretz Yisrael. But again, because Nevuah is tied in to the Kedusha of the lands, writes the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Perek Vav, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael exists for all time. The Ravid there famously disagrees, Kidsha L'Shaisa, V'lo Kidsha L'Asad Lavo, once we're kicked out of the land, so the Kedusha stops until Mashiach comes and the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. A famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, that obviously is going to affect the halachos pertaining to how we observe the mitzvos that depend on the land of Israel, the agricultural laws. Are they kadosh or not? Famous machlokes. Says the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Yoredeya, in Reish Lamed Gimel and Reish Lamed Aleph, that has no bearing at all on the holiness of the land. That machlokes regarding whether it's kedusha, that's a special machlokes regarding agricultural laws. But the holiness that permeates a person's body and that affects a person standing in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that the Kedusha remains. Eretz Yisrael is holy from top to bottom. The Chassam Sofer suggests, even according to those people who say that there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because the mitzvos don't apply nowadays, and therefore if the whole purpose of living in Eretz Yisrael is to fulfill the mitzvos of the land, and some opinions say those mitzvos don't apply now any days because there's no kedusha in the land, says the Chassam Sofer, so what? But there's still other kedusha. There's another sense of kedusha of just being within the borders of the land, and that should be sufficient to go and have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Writes the Tzafas Fenech, the Rogachav Ragon, in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, the air of Eretz Yisrael certainly has never lost its Kedusha. Avir d'Eretz Yisrael machkem. The air of the land of Israel makes a person more wise. Says the Ragachover, that never goes away, regardless of the Beis HaMikdash or not. Writes the Gemara in Megillah, Chaf Tes Amal Aleph, that the Shekhinah is found in Bavel. Explains the Gemara, what does that mean, the Shekhinah is found in Bavel? Because 10 years before Yechaniah was sent into Galus, so they took the stones of Yerushalayim, and they went and they built shuls in Bavel. They took the stones and they took that Kedusha in the stones, and says the Gemara and says Rashi, therefore the Shekhinah can rest in Bavel because they brought the stones and the wood of the land of Israel and put them somewhere else, and therefore the Kedusha can rest on those stones when they're transported outside of Eretz Yisrael. I guess that's the source of using Jerusalem stone, assuming that it comes from Jerusalem. I assume it does come from Jerusalem.
Kibbutz Lavi.
So the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Ki ratzu avadach esaf neha v'yasafra yuchanunene." Your servants want the stones. We want the dirt. We want to be close to the kedusha of the land of Israel. Says the Gemara in Ksuvis, Rabbi Abba used to kiss the rocks of Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda would roll in the dirt. Says the Maharal, they're showing that every single aspect and every single piece of the land is holy. Nothing is left untouched in the Kedusha of the land. There's the Gemara in Sota Daf Yadalit who says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so much? What was Moshe so excited about? What did he need to get to the land for? So what? He needed to eat the fruit. What? So he could. So he needed to. That's what he needed. The fruit of Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah says, based on this Gemara, that it's inappropriate when we say in Bracha Achrona, "V'nachal mipirya v'lisboa mituva." The Gemara is implying that the purpose of Eretz Yisrael is not to fill ourselves up with delicious food. Eretz Yisrael is holier than that. So the Torah says, don't say v'nachal mipirya v'lisboa mituva, that we eat its fruit and we are satiated from its goodness. That's the opinion of the Torah. Writes the Bach and Simon Reish Ches, an amazing, amazing idea that everyone should think about all the time. Says the Bach, that every piece of fruit and every vegetable from the land of Israel contains Kedusha, contains holiness. And when you eat that fruit and you eat that vegetable, you are ingesting, so to speak, the Kedusha of the land. You're becoming holier by eating the produce grown in the land of Israel. And therefore he says, of course v'nachal mipirya v'lisboa mituva. Of course we're going to thank Hashem for eating that fruit and filling up on it. Because there's kedusha in that fruit. There's holiness, there's spirituality. And therefore it's 100% appropriate to say that when making in Al HaMichya. The Chassam Sofer goes further, and in his drashas and Zayinav, he says, that's why the rest of the Bracha Achrona is, v'nachal mipirya v'lisboa mituva, when we eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, v'navarechecha aleha b'kedusha v'tahara. When you eat the fruit of the land, you become blessed with kedusha and tahara, with holiness and purity. And therefore, it's totally appropriate. Rabbi Yisrael of Chertikov in the Ginza Yisrael and Parshas Veschan, and quotes Rabbi Yisrael of Rajin, who cites the Arizal, that the fruit of Eretz Yisrael give a person Yiras Shemayim. By eating the fruit of the land, a person gains Yiras Shemayim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eat the fruit of the land, because he wanted to increase his Yiras Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he needs more Yiras Shemayim. So now, yeah, even Moshe Rabbeinu felt that there was more to work on, whether that was true or not, but he knew what the land of Eretz Yisrael had, and he knew the Kedusha contained inside of it. The Imre Emes writes in the Likutim, he says that Moshe wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael because he knew that the Kedusha of the fruit only works when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Imre Emes, if you go to Costco and you buy those clementines from Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha doesn't work unless you're in the land of Israel. That holiness, that Yiras Shemayim that comes from eating the fruit of Eretz Yisrael only works when you're in the land. But you can't travel with you. You have to be there. You have to be in the borders to understand and appreciate the holiness that comes from that fruit. All this talk of Eretz Yisrael is certainly inspired by a comment of the Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah in the beginning of Devarim in Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. There the Chassam Sofer says that even mentioning the word and the phrase Eretz Yisrael brings Kedusha to the heart of the listener. Every single time you say Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, it makes a person more refined, better, holier. All this talk about the land of Israel just makes us better just by learning more about the Kedusha of the land of Israel. So we sit here in Gullus, and
actually, this is what it's amazing about.
What is from Israel. So we sit here in Gullus on the eve of the anniversary of the dependence of the State of Israel, and certainly a worthy question to be asking, why are we here and not there engaging in the Kedusha of the land? Certainly something to think about, something to work on for ourselves, to try to be there, to try to spend as much as time there, and we should be Zocha through learning about the Kedusha of the land and appreciating the Kedusha of the land. We should be merit to sit there and learn Torah there and to be nene from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, from here of the Amenu. Amen.